This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The news of the global economy on this Thursday comes out of a little town in northern England, Birstall. It's a village, actually, where a member of parliament, Jo Cox is her name, was attacked and killed today by a man that eyewitnesses say was shouting, "Britain first," a reference, it would seem clear, to the referendum next week on whether Britain should stay in the EU or leave. To talk more about where the Brexit debate stands now in light of the events of this day, we've got Marketplace's Stephen Beard on the phone from London. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Kai.
What does this say, then, about the mood over there on this referendum?
Well, if the referendum campaign was indeed the trigger for this attack, and we don't know that for certain yet, this is a very steep and tragic escalation in what had been certainly a fraught and even vitriolic campaign, but not until now a violent one. And for this country in particular, this is a terrific shock. This is something that happens very, very, very rarely in the UK. And this explains why this crucial, this critical referendum campaign has been suspended at least for today and tomorrow.
As it stands now, what's the latest polling, Stephen, on stay or go?
Well, the latest poll, the Mori poll, puts the Leave campaign on 53% with a 6-point lead over Remain. Last month, the position was completely the opposite. Remain had a 14-point lead. One of the UK's leading polling experts says on the basis of what has been happening over the past week or so, the UK could be on course to vote to pull out of the EU next week.
And is it right that immigration now is the top of people's list of concerns as opposed to the economics of the EU?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, immigration has been rising up the political agenda in this country for a number of years, but it wasn't a major issue in the referendum campaign until a couple of weeks ago when the Leave campaigners introduced it and started emphasizing it in a big way. But it is a source of much controversy and much discontent, and the dissatisfaction is focused on healthcare, education, and housing. These three sectors, it's argued, are struggling, are under real pressure because of a big influx of people, particularly from Europe.
Explain that a little bit, Stephen, because when you think immigration and migration in Europe today, you're not thinking sort of intra-European migration, right? You're thinking refugees and people who are coming to get away from war zones.
No, the big increase in recent years has been from Western Europe. Actually, it's been from countries like Spain, Italy, Greece, where there has been massive unemployment. So as a result of the massive unemployment in parts of the Eurozone and the relatively buoyant economic situation and the flexible, liberal, open labour market of the UK, you've seen a big influx of people from elsewhere in the EU. And under the EU's principle of the free movement of people, The British government has not been able to restrict these numbers at all.
Stephen Beard in London for us on the latest tragic news out of the Brexit vote today. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you, Kai.